We are recording.
Hey, evening folks, it is Wednesday, December 14th. I call this public meeting of the National Airport Authority Board of Directors to order. Chris, call the roll please.
Chairman Woods?
Here.
Vice Chairman Law?
Here.
Director Duquette?
Here.
And Treasurer Heath is absent this evening. Secretary Holland is as well.
Okay, so public input as it pertains to this evening's agenda. Going once, going twice. Okay. Minutes of approval of the NEA public minutes of November 16, 2022.
Put forward a motion to approve the minutes of the public meeting for 16 November 2022.
Very good. Any discussion? Okay. All those who approve the NEA public minutes of November 16, 2022 say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. And that was unanimous. Okay. Communications. I don't see any communications for this past month. I skipped Treasurer, but we'll table that since David isn't here. I said no communication, so let me give it out to our report. Actually down over 1,000 operations versus last month. And that's a fear of down 16%. Year over year, we're shy 811 operations at 13%. And year to date, we're off 9% for operations. That brings us to the manager's report.
Okay, good evening. Just a couple things to talk about here. On November 30th, attended a virtual meeting with FAA representatives and Hampshire DOT Bureau of Aeronautics to discuss the relocation of the AWOS. We have a follow-up meeting planned for December 19th, which is next week. Nick can talk a little bit more about this during his report, where we're moving along so far with this. On 12/6, big thank you to Greg and Infinity Aviation, his wife, and the whole crew for hosting an excellent party. We had an axe-throwing party, and complete with alcohol, and what could go wrong? Nothing went wrong. Amazing. Great time. Thank you, Greg. Everybody had a really good time. 12/13, December 13th, had a meeting with William Mansfield, National Fire Rescue, City of Nashua Communications folks, and Brian Bean joined me. We had a discussion about emergency communications between the city fire rescue personnel and the Nashua Airport. In the end of it, we had a problem with the radio recently, a radio they refer to as the brick in the tower. The brick is a handheld, battery-operated communication radio that they're able to speak directly with fire apparatus versus going through our 121A to 133.2 frequencies. That had failed recently and it created some confusion and a problem. So the ultimate solution right now is Nashua Fire and the City of Nashua is going to provide a mobile base station radio to be installed up in the tower so we don't have to deal with battery operated handheld to speak with them. We also had a lot of discussion about how to close the runway in off hours, contacting Boston Approach, so they now have the supervisor direct line to them at Boston Approach, as well as they have my cell phone, they can call me at any time. Reviewed the frequencies 128, 133.2, 121.5, 124.9er. So everybody's up to speed with National Fire Rescue on that. And another option they're looking at is installing another comm antenna on the top of Kessler Farms across the street to enhance communications with the airport and the city.
Yeah. Just out of curiosity, you know, like what frequency band did he use? What, you know, what kind of modulation?
I don't know. They kept talking about trunking and channels, and it's stuff that I'm just not familiar with. So it's outside of our realm of frequencies.
Mm-hmm. I just kind of put that up to kill you.
Congestion advantages.
It's kind of like, it's like us, we the pilots speaking with non-pilots. They look at us real funny, like, what are you talking about? And lastly, I want to congratulate Rotor Technologies for achieving their first uncrewed flight. It was not done here. It was done in Rome, New York, for safety reasons. Hector and I agreed that it was safer to test that first unmanned flight at Rome, New York. It was more suitable for it. And it was a complete success. So congratulations to Rotor there. And last but not least, happy holidays, Merry Christmas, and that's all. Anybody have any questions? Nope.
Okay. Engineers report.
Thanks. Nick Leo from Dell Associates for reporting. The first project that we're updating on is the relocation back to Alpha. At the time that it was prepared, the grant had been approved by Governor and Executive Council and is now ready to draw down the funds. We filed the first reimbursement request. However, there's been no action on it to date because the NACOG Bureau of Aeronautics contracted with a consulting firm to do a statewide PCI study. The PCI study resulted in a pavement condition index of 70 plus for taxiway alpha, which would push it out of eligibility for rehabilitation. I did receive the PCI information from NHGOG late Friday, thanks for forwarding that. I started looking at it on Monday, and what that consultant did was look at alpha in its entirety, but on the 1-4 and 3-2 end, you've got 300-foot sections of it that were reconstructed with the runway that are outside of the scope of our project. So if you eliminate those measurements and then add in the run-up apron on the 1-4 end, it pushes it below 70, which makes it eligible for relocation. So I relayed that information back to NHDOT and FAA, and we're currently waiting for the confirmation that eligibility has been restored. In light of that information, I would like to request that the board make a motion to proceed with rehabilitation as originally designed, and that will give us the documentation of the authority's decision, as well as give us, I guess, the confirmation for requesting reimbursement.
That would be the trigger event, if you will, for the date.
That is correct. In my discussions with John Kirkendall from FAA, he said, if it's below 70 and you can document that, great. Otherwise, you don't care. So rather than comparing and contrasting the Gale PCI study to the Jacobs, I only looked at Jacobs and it still came in under 70. So there shouldn't be any additional roadblocks.
And this was per the direction of the FAA, John Kirkendall?
Yes.
Okay, thank you.
Okay.
Yeah. So I put forward a motion to move forward with the taxiway alpha rehabilitation and its current location is planned project versus the taxiway alpha relocation project.
Okay, I will second the motion. Do we have any further discussion on the rehab project? Okay, all those in favor of approving the taxiway alpha rehab as originally designed, please say aye.
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 Okay, that carries. And the second project is to rehabilitate Golf and Foxtrot ramp. Unfortunately, the grant did not make the December 7th Governor and Executive Council agenda. So I'll be looking for that agenda when it's posted for the December 21st meeting to verify that it's on that
once it's approved, we can file for reimbursement costs to date. And in the meantime, Bruce Bauer from Continental, I spoke with him last week, and they are working through with their bonding agency execution of those contracts. Have you received those yet?
No.
Okay, so those should be on the way shortly. any questions on golf rank? Okay. And then under general items, as Chris alluded to, it seems like the next project that the airport will undertake will be AWOS relocation. We did meet with FAA, NATOT, and with Chris on November 30th to discuss this possibility. The FAA indicated that they need to conduct an internal meeting to determine staff availability to go for this project. Following that meeting, we have a follow-up meeting scheduled for December 19th of this month. At that time, I believe they're going to give us the green light to move forward with the AWOS relocation project. I have had some correspondence with the FAA between then and now, and they were asking questions like, who is the billing point of contact for this reimbursement? So it sounds like they're drafting an agreement for their design and then a subsequent one for their construction phase services related to that. So it seems like we're going to get the green light from the FAA, and then it's just a matter of scoping out the project and getting contracts and so forth. And that's all I have for my update. Does anyone have any questions for Nick at this point?
Can I ask you a question? The taxiway alpha project, since the money is being spent to rehabilitate the existing taxiway, how does that affect a future, how long do you have to wait before you can, the airport could actually go after the relocation?
A rehabilitation carries with it a design life of 10 years.
Okay.
However, there is some language where if an operational event triggers an early relocation, or if there is a change in regulation or a design aircraft change, the FAA would entertain moving forward with a relocation prior to that. Okay. Well, thank you, Nick. So, let's see, we have no committees outstanding at the moment, and then old business, Greg Lee's on the committee and his government, so.
Okay, time. If I may?
Yes, please.
I have a little bit of show and tell. This is, as you guys know, I'm working with Gail on the site work. And that's what we're trying to do. This is very preliminary, so don't necessarily take it with a bank, but it does give you a good idea of. So, for the recording, Greg Lee's on. What we are still in the early stages of is the actual appearance of the building. However, as you've heard me say before, the priority is to make sure that we have a sizable enough hangar there, given the finite amount of space. This layout gives us the line of sight to, which is what the red line is that you're looking at, gives us the line of sight to the end of Alpha, the end of the runway that we need. It's roughly, the two buildings together as they're depicted here. The reason why you're looking at two buildings is because I'm a good New England Yankee, and our contingency plan, if something were to require us to do this in stages, would be to build two buildings. The intent is to build a single building. If something happens with the AWOS, we can't move the AWOS. If something happens with, sewer lines, as you see the sewer lines going through, there's some site work that will need to be done. If something were to require us to do this in stages, that's why this is depicted as two different hangars. My understanding from our past meetings is that the survey work is done, and the next phase of this is to establish a lot long, which I think I can get to pretty quick. And then I believe Chris has some homework with the Registry of Deeds to go in and get the lot established. Is that right?
That would be the city surveyor's assessor's office.
So I guess my request tonight is if I provide that information to Chris of what we want these lot lines to be, to move forward so that we can actually draft the land lease and get to the next phase. I guess that's my ask. I mean, it's sort of, we all talked about it nebulously, but we're here now. I don't know if that takes a motion, if that's an administrative thing. I just don't know. So that's why.
I think right now we have to get the lot lines established and get the city to establish that, the lot sizes, the lot locations, et cetera.
And we'll have something a little more.
Right, just to
right.
Have a motion.
Right, and then we can make a motion.
Yeah, that's what I assumed. Yeah, I didn't know if, I just, so if I, because all the surveying done, so we can get all of that. So I can provide Chris with that information, and he can do his homework. And I mean, I assume that that all of the voting and the motion is going to be once there's a document that's created. So
you have our blessing to do it. Sounds to be a horribly boring, tedious process.
excuse me one second, Greg. The other portion of this is these lots will entail carving off the currently leased lots from STU that are attached to this lease right here,
mm-hmm.
Which have not been used and have not been developed, and they've had these for more than 2 years. And we haven't spoken with them yet about this because we wanted to have Greg have us all of his ducks in a row.
Since they didn't develop them, as we said.
Yeah.
We're past that point.
Correct.
Anyway, so it's sort of a null. Yeah.
Okay, well, it sounds like we don't need motion right now, so Greg, you can go ahead and continue to do work here.
Yeah, I need Chris's help at this point, so okay. I didn't know if that required you guys to give him permission or how that works.
Yep. We'll send you a quote.
take a look at it. Do you have any questions? I mean, we can talk about that. The space that exists, if you look at that, the space that exists between the Flight Center and the building, that, the idea is to get a lease that abuts the lease for this building, just to be clear. That space will likely be taken up with an actual office, FBO type structure, the lounge area and concierge line desk and things like that. So there will be most likely a little jut out that goes to the side.
Should we, I know we had this discussion in a recent meeting about making a motion versus not making a motion. It wouldn't hurt to make a motion to put this in motion so it's official.
Let me write that down.
For me to, to approach the city and reestablish the lot lines. I think that would probably be a good idea. Number one, it couldn't hurt.
Yeah, well, you're right to print this and realize I didn't bring that paperwork, but so I'm going to look at it now online. So there are existing lots, and you're saying that you want to create new lot lines?
Yes.
And
to conform
to you guys have created the lot lines that you want?
Yes, essentially, this is it, except your land lease is going to go out 10 feet from the building, right? So this represents what the building would be, so then the land lease goes out whatever the, I think it's 10.
Some are 10, 127, 129, or 20, if you want to recall.
Yeah, the road runs
through. Yeah.
I just want to make sure you've got enough. If that's something.
Yeah. And that's something you guys can discuss.
Yep. And just for the record, the aviation group is not a Andrew's been working on
some. Yeah, I'm trying to. Little comic deficit here.
The conflict of interest, so our civil design is handling that with input from aviation, but it's strictly advisory.
Do you got it or not? I'm simply advised.
Yeah.
I said you might want to slide that back to the fence line so that way you get a clear one. So.
What's all the tower?
I think we measured it 40
46 or 44.
Yeah, we're only 5 or 10 feet away from the building. If the building would be 35 foot tall, structure, then.
That's what it is right now. There's actually, that this has come up, obviously, this is why this is like, you know. There's a good chance that it will be taller than 35 feet.
And Gale Associates did OEAAA construction evaluations to make sure that.
Your ALP shows a building construction line with a 40 foot building height that's, I believe, somewhere out in the tower range.
Okay.
And it goes up to 7 to 1, so by the time you get another 35 feet away, you're looking at 45 feet.
So, I'd like to put forth a motion to authorize Manager Chris Lynch to assist Infinity Aviation in the pursuit of administrative next steps in support of the development of future FBO properties as described by and presented by Greg Lee signed on 14 December.
Okay, I'll second that.
Okay.
Any further discussion?
No?
No.
Okay. All those in favor of the motion as read by Joe, to allow Chris and Greg Leeson to move forward, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Okay, that motion carries. So now it's really official.
I think this is going to be great. It's just, there's some really weird lines around in there.
There are, exactly.
This will straighten it all.
The next one over, the road runs, perimeter road runs through it. So it'll be interesting to see how all that.
Okay.
But moving forward is a good thing.
Speaking of moving forward, new business, no removal rate increase, Infinity.
So I had a discussion with Greg last month after the meeting, and we have agreed to raise the rates for the two buildings to $150 per storm. Joe?
Okay. There's a motion pre-written here, but if there's any other anything to add to that, I'll just put the motion up there.
I don't at the moment.
Okay, so the motion would be then to increase no fly rates from $100 per storm to $150 per storm for Infinity Aviation lot E1506, which is 117 Perimeter Road, and lot E1507, 119 Perimeter Road.
Okay, I'll second that again. And any further discussion on increasing the fly rates for Infinity? Okay, all those in favor of the motion to increase the plowing rates for Infinity to $150, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Okay.
Well done, because that'll guarantee it doesn't slump.
So, let's see, upcoming events, we have none at the moment, and that brings us to public input as we come to a close here.
Hopefully a quick question. So, Greg Shop gets the higher plow rate. Does this also apply to some of the other large hangars, say, on the south end?
No, we adjusted all that at the last meeting.
Okay.
And
okay, any other questions or public input? Okay. Director's comments. I'll start with Jeff.
Merry Christmas. Happy holidays on the 2023. Everybody take care.
And I'll second the Merry Christmas to everybody. And thank you for coming to all the meetings this year.
I know they're a little dry, but, you know, we appreciate folks keeping us honest.
Right, it's good.
I echo everyone's comments, and, you know, really wishing everyone a happy holidays, a very happy new year, and just be safe out there. We're already, you know, seeing some injuries and accidents due to the winter weather conditions. That really just encourage everyone to be safe and be safe out there on the field, Chris. You and your team.
Thank you.
Okay. I'll entertain a motion to adjourn.
So motion.
Second.
Okay, all those in favor of adjournment, say aye.
Aye.
Okay, we are adjourned. Thank you. Record time.
Maybe not the top five.